This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming. This morning I want to talk about a topic, really two topics in one, and that's the sugya of Yontif Sheni, but also Yontif Sheni by Rosh Hashanah, Yontif Sheni by other Yom Tovim, and also a week from today is B'Shatav Mislachas, will be Rosh Hashanah. Will it be the first day of Rosh Hashanah or the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Because it was Machlokes 1,100 years ago, which we spoke about earlier this year, regarding when Rosh Hashanah begins, and this Machlokes between Reb Sadia Gaon and Reb Aaron ben Meir, which took place 1,100 years ago, actually plays itself out this year. So it's fascinating that their Machlokes is a Machlokes whether a week from today is Yontif Rishi, Yontif Sheni. In other words, does Rosh Hashanah begin on Monday or does Rosh Hashanah begin on Tuesday? So Mitzvah Shem, obviously Rosh Hashanah begins on Tuesday, Monday night. We'll say the halacha l'maisa right off the bat. But l'maisa, a little later in the shiur, when we talk about these inyanim, we'll see the focus of this discussion of Yontif Sheni touches on this other inyan as well, and we'll get into that at the end of the shiur. So first, let's address the inyan of Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni is a fundamental part of our galus. In fact, there are five extra days in Chutz La'aretz every year of Yontif Sheni, the second day of Sukkot, Simchas Torah, the second day of Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach, and the second day of Shavuos. We also have Yontif Sheni is in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz in the whole world by Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah will be on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday next week, the second day of Yontif, and therefore it comes out a total of 6 days a year are Yontif Sheni. I made a quick cheshbon. By the time you're 61 years old, you will have had a year's worth of Yontif Sheni, right? A year's worth of Yontif Sheni, which is a lot. And if you want to say, well, okay, as a baby, it doesn't count. So from your bar mitzvah, by the time you're 74 years old, you would have been a bar chiyuv of 1 year's worth of Yontif Sheni. So it's obviously a lot. And, and l'maisa, it's something that's really part of a Chutz La'aretz Yid.
Question.
Yeah.
Where is the
term Yom Arichta? We'll get to that. We're going to see. We're going to see when we get to Rosh Hashanah. So most of us are familiar with the basic concept of Yontif Sheni. Many of us say Nebiyodeinu. These are terms we know. We didn't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. But let's go through exactly, the Rishayim, really historic. It's almost historical understanding the Rishayim and how this developed, and also Nafkimin is a halacha because it developed in this way, and because it's really a Tikkun Chazal, we'll see exactly what kulas there are, and we'll see, on the other hand, the chumras of Yontif Sheni are different than other svekas. Other svekas, we say, we have certain kulas that are not here. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafal Hom Beis, and the Rambam Milchaskidus HaChodesh clearly say there was a mitzvah for Beis Din to notify the tzibur of when Rosh Chodesh occurred. So they would know when Yontif is. In other words, Bizman Sir Beis HaMikdash Kayam, and for close to 300 years after that, we're all familiar with the Mishnayos and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Eidim would come to Beis Din, they had seen the new moon, they would come in the Beis Din and they would do Jishiv HaKira to make sure they were telling the truth. They would quiz them on where they saw the moon, exactly what the shape of the moon was, where the moon was pointing. Kind of a chahena. Okay, so we're not going to get into that aspect of it, but l'maisa, this is what the Beis Din did. And upon being convinced that the two Edom were straightforward and they had seen the new moon, they would declare the new month, Mekudesh, 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 and that day was declared Rosh Chodesh. Originally, they were Masi and Masuais, which means they would put fires on the mountains and then the next town or the next region would see it and they would say, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh, and then they would make a fire weiter and the next region would see it. Mishekilkulu akusim, okay, when the Kusim went ahead and made trouble in order to trick, when they were trying to undermine the system, right? They didn't have phones, they didn't have texting, they didn't have emails, and so on. So the only way to get the message was through these fires. The Kusim went ahead and made fires which were false false alarms, so to speak. People saw them. There was a kill call. They kept the wrong day. Obviously, they realized this was going. This system was not working, so they had to send out. They had to send out a shluchei beis din. Now, lemaisa, this really is really this nekuda from some rishonim seemed to indicate that when they were masiyim asuais, you didn't really need yontif sheni. Because if you made fires, those would continue and continue and continue on a very quick basis. So within a matter of a day or two, the message had been sent. Right? You had, I guess, people in these places. I'm going to make this up. Maybe, I don't know if it's true, they maybe stayed up all night waiting on the 30th night. And they got the message by the fire. And then they got the fire at 10 o'clock. And then the next day, by 10:30, they had their fire running. And the next region got it by 11 and by 11:30. And by the next morning, or maybe the morning after that, they already knew the word had spread to a very, very far distance. However, once Mishakilkul Akusim, now you needed messengers to go out. And messengers are much slower than fires, because fires you could see from miles away. And here, they had to send out messengers. The messengers were only able to reach a certain point. By the time the 15th of the month came around. No, so Shluchim Eidim were allowed to go on Shabbos. But shluchim were not allowed to go on Shabbos. We're going to touch on that in a moment. Yeah. Now, on the tzad that the Matzian Masuits got everywhere, very interesting. And this is a Maridik Yisoid. We could thank the Kusim for Yontif Sheni. As the Yodua, the Svarim bring down that some of the Sifri Hasidus bring down, and even maybe the Bali Musar, that Yontif Sheni is a function of Chutz La'aretz, of New Chutz La'aretz that we're lacking the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We need Yontif Sheni. That came about because the Kusim were mekalkel fakeret. They gave us in return a Yontif Sheni, and it was thanks to their effort to destroy the system. They created Yontif Sheni, which was Maisif 6 days of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. And this really has been the history of Klal Yisrael. When you think about it, Haman wanted to, besides Lashval La'abed, it's called Yehudim. I know we're on the polar opposite of Purim right now. It's Elul. But Lemaisa, right, besides Lashval La'abed, there are those that learned. He said, Shabbos Hayoyim, Shabbos Hayoyim, Pesach Hayoyim. He complained, we've got too many holidays. You tried to stop them. Guess what? We got another Yontif. I even saw in a Kuntras, I forgot the name of Kuntras, that we say later by Ayrus Simis was we car, right? Ayrus Utaira, everybody knows the Gemara. Ayrus Utaira, Simcha Zu Yontif, Sasa Zu Mila. Your car is a tefillin. Haman wanted to undermine all four of those, and that's what we're saying. We got them all back. Otherwise, Ayra, we had Taira, and so on. But if I carry it, there was a rebuy in all four of them. Like who do I say Ayra? We got more Taira. We have a Megillah Esther. We have a Gemara Megillah. We have Svarim that can fill this room. Of Purim. So there was a rebuy. You tried to stop Torah, we have a rebuy in Torah. Tried to stop Yontif, we have a rebuy in Yontif. Tried to stop Tefillin, okay, the day of the year that we wear Tefillin longer than any other day is Purim.
Keep it on for
you. Right? Keep it on the longest. Right? So there's a rebuy. And also there's a special din, there's a halacha that you keep a Tefillin on. So there's another halacha in Hilchas Purim, thanks to this, in Hilchas Tefillin. To keep on tefillin and Mila also, there's another halacha Hilchas Mila because of Purim halacha when you lay by the Megillah, you lay before the Megillah and exactly when. So there's another halacha in Hilchas tefillin and Mila because of Purim. So we got a rebuy in this. Same insight over here, and that is they tried to stop it. Pufakar, there was a rebuy. Now the early days of the Amoraim, you had already when the Korban Bayis happened in the year 70. There were still Mekadesh al pi Re'iyah until the year 359. So it's close to 300 years, right? Almost 289 years, something like that. They were still Mekadesh al pi Re'iyah. And then in the year 359, which is according to our count 4119, that's when Hil Hasheni was Mesakein the Luach as we know it. And that became a Kaddish al-Pi Cheshbin because they were afraid that the base that would not be able to convene and it would just be no Rosh Chodesh and no Yontif, it would be a mess. So that's when Mekadesh. But until that time, until 4119, they were Mekadesh al-Pi Re'iyah. So you already had this element of Sveika D'Yoyma, and you already had people that were keeping Sveika D'Yoyma. Everybody, we didn't know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, so we had to keep 2 days. We didn't know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah was, so we had to keep 2 days. So this became the norm. It's gebrachta were some Amoraim who knew how to make the Cheshbonos themselves, and only kept 1 day because they knew already from the Levana that they cited, they knew already based on Makadish, and they only kept 1 day. So you had already a divergence. The Hamaynam had to keep 2 days, we saw fake, but there were Yechidim that had the ability to keep only 1 day. So
they know.
They knew by seeing the moon. In other words, they knew if they saw the moon on day 30, they had the ideas. They knew Basin would have seen it. I guess it was clear enough and strong enough that there's no way Basin did not see this. So Al Karkach here, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Tuesday. We know Pesach is Tuesday, 2 weeks later, Ad Kan. Whereas others who didn't know kept Tuesday and Wednesday until Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, Tiknu Chachamim, Takana, Tzkamar and Beya, Taftal and Rabbi Shalcha Mitam, they sent from there, which is Eretz Yisrael, Hizharu, Beminig, Abayseichem, Beyedchem, Dilma, Gzeira, Gazra, Vasi, Lilkule. In other words, they codified it, right? That's the Gemara in Beya. Shalcha Mitam, they say, we are now establishing this as Minig Abayseichem, Beyedchem, even if you can make your own cheshbainis, and even if you know, it just became the norm. In other words, till then, it's like many halachas. They evolved, right? Yeah. The old shilas, the machlokes in Gemara. How do you lay Rosh Chodesh? How do you lay Rosh Chodesh exactly? Right? There's not enough psukim, right? You can't get 4 aliyahs, right? So we have our minig, the goyin does their way. It's Yisrael, like the goyin does their way. But what do you mean, just ask about Kaire? What's the Gemara Shaila? Why didn't Amoraim just ask about Kaire, right? Right? Just ask about Kaire, what he does. The answer is, there were different anhagas.
Yeah.
Now the Gemara is coming and say, okay, what's the halacha lemai? How are we going to codify it? Yes, until a certain point, there were chulkadeyas and you had different minhagim. But then along came the Amoraim and said, you know, we got to be kaveya this, ledoiris, and we're going to be kaveya and yamachloikis, okay, who's halacha like, etc. So it's the same idea here. There was a period of time where you had this split, you know, do I know, don't I know, did we find out, didn't we find out? There came a time where this became, period, this became shalchu mitam. His haru b'mini abaseichem yadeichem. Again, some of this, by the way, is from the Sefer Yontav Sheni, which is a wonderful Sefer written by Rabbi Fried, who was Rosh Chayil in Dallas. This historical part, it's a wonderful Sefer where he goes this. They were afraid people would forget to say the Iber, v'yitu, b'yay mechad. They would make a mistake. Oh, I do know. I know calendars. I know zmanim. I can make the cheshbon. They said, no. No individual decisions here. Mini abaseichem yadeichem. Because people will get confused, they're going to forget. There were guys like Gzeir, it's also like Kilkule, and therefore Hil Hasheni was Kaveya the Luach al Pi Cheshbon. Now, where were they Kaveya? Now, there came a problem, right? This is Reb David's question. Reb David asked, were they able to travel on Shabbos? And the answer is no. The Shluchim were not able to travel on Shabbos, which created a Mokdaim where some Yomim to one Yontif you would have an issue, and another yontif you would not. You would another place you would not have an issue. What does that mean? If we use an example, let's say we take Baltimore for example. Okay, Baltimore used to be called Yerushalayim d'America, right? So we could use Baltimore as an example, right? And let's say Adam. Now you have shluchim. They're going out to travel, so you have a horse, a buggy where they would go, and they would, or the horse, Pony Express, right? They would go to these cities to announce. So the horse, the shliach would get on the horse, and he would travel. He would travel 1 day, and 2 days, and 3 days. Let's say it took him 10 days to get to Pittsburgh. Okay, in 10 days he gets to Pittsburgh, and it takes 12 days to get to Cleveland. By horse. I'm making this cheshbon up. I don't know if it's true, but it illustrates the picture here. It takes 12 days to get to Cleveland. In Chodesh Tishrei, you had only 10 days to travel. Why? Because you have Rosh Hashanah's day one. Okay. Now you have Beisu Yadalad, two Shabbosas, and Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah is 1 day, right? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and now 2 days of Shabbos. Let's put aside the Yom Tov Sheni for now. Right? You have 10 days to travel. That's it. Nisan is two Shabbosas. There's no Yontif. So now these shluchim, They made it to Cleveland in Nissan, but they only made it to Pittsburgh in Tishrei. Again, got Eretz Yisrael, right? Yerushalayim. They made it to Ichveis, you know, to Damascus, right? And one, and then further, whatever town, Tehran, right? They make it, whatever you say, but we'll use American cities here just for clarity. So, Lemaisa, does Cleveland, when it came to Pesach, L'chaira, they knew when Yom Tov, they knew when Rosh Chodesh was. So, L'chaira, they should keep one day Pesach and 2 days Sukkot. Because Sukkot, the Adam didn't get there, only got to Pittsburgh. Comes the Rambam and says, Loy plug. If they didn't get in Cleveland, Pittsburgh, they're going to keep 1 day. Because Pittsburgh, they always got there. They even got there in Tishrei, because it's only 10 days away. Cleveland only got there in Nissan, but they did not get to Tishrei. So therefore, even in Nissan, they're going to keep 2 days. That's what I'm saying to Redenu. Which leads to, what about Shavuos? So we said, well, Shavuot's only 6 days. Even Pittsburgh didn't get there. No, Pittsburgh did get there. Why? Because Shavuot is not the 6th day of Sivan. Shavuot is the 50th day of Svira. So Shavuot is gebayt on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which certainly they knew. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they got even further. They already knew that for sure. It's the 50th day. In the old days, when they were Mekadesh al Piri'iya, Shavuot was not necessarily the 6th of Sivan. You have Machlokes in Gemara. It was Kabbalah Satar, the 6th or 7th, right? Because, again, it's totally in how you Mekadesh Iyar and Sivan. The 2 days of Rosh Chodesh and 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, Shavuot is for sure they knew, but Shavuot is like Plug, which leads to a fascinating Shuva.
They could have had Shavuot on a different day than Cleveland had?
No, it's a like Plug. In other words,
different Macharas Hashar, they had...
No, Cleveland, technically speaking... Even Cleveland would know when Shavuos is, and technically speaking, Cleveland could keep 1 day Shavuos because they knew when Nisan was. But like Plug, no, because they didn't get their Sukkot, they're gonna keep 2 days always. Shavuos, Shalosh Regalim, all three Regalim. Now there's an unbelievable Chsam Sofer in Chaim Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Mem Hey. He brought a Shuva. This was in 1831. We're talking almost 200 years ago. In the city of Brody, Galicia, there was a Rav who wrote a get on the 2nd day of Shavuos. It was a Shas and Chak, maybe it was a Shas Igun or whatever it was. It was a big Shas and Chak. And the Rav said, right, Shabbos, you can't write a get. Yontif, you can't write a get. But it was only Yontif Sheni. Not only that, but Yontif Sheni, we keep. What do you mean you can't write on Yontif Sheni? But no, this Rav made the following cheshbon that Yontif Sheni doesn't apply to Shavuos. Yeah. Why not? Because the Edom got there by Shavuos. Shavuos is 70 days after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? 66 days after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Edom got there. So there was no problem. And therefore, B'Shas HaNchak, he matzed writing again. This Shaila came to Shlomo Kluger, who wanted to be Machmir, and the Chsam Sofer also agreed with Shlomo Kluger, and basically said, terrible mistake. Why? Because light plug. You have a light plug. Don't tell me Shavuos they got there. You have a light plug. And therefore, anywhere in Chutzlar, we've demarcated this line rather than distance. Basically, Eretz Yisrael keeps 1 day, and Chutzlar keeps 2 days. That's the line. Anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shilohs in different parts of Eretz Yisrael, even far out, added on, and so on, right? Gaza and so on, right? There are all sorts of, Gaza was part of Eretz Yisrael, there was a whole Shiloh there, whether 1 day, 2 days, a lot, I think it's also a Shiloh. But okay, but we're not going to get into what constitutes Eretz Yisrael. Per se, for this halacha, but basically, Eretz Yisrael keeps 1 day and Chutz Laaretz keeps 2 days because of this distance. But it's interesting that Chsam Sofer wrote this tshuva saying fakarit. He uses a lashon. If anything, Shavuos is more machmir. Why? Because the other days are sacred to Yoima. Shavuos is mitam gzeira leplug. Leplug's a badai, right? In other words, if you're misupik, if you keep yontif, I don't know. So second the Yoima.
Why would that invalidate the get though?
But he says, Loi Plug is saying, Chazal said, was not a suffix anymore, you gotta keep this day because it's a Loi Plug. There's no nafkina l'alacha. He's not saying Lamaisa. He's just saying, if anything, you want to be Mekel on Shavuos? Fakarit. If anything, you should be Machmir.
The get is still available.
More Machmir. I guess. I don't know if it's get. If it gets written on Shabbos, that's a whole different Shiloh. L'chaira was written already. Yeah. Yotah Sheni, L'chaira was valid. Now, so Yom Tov Sheni continues until this day. I had an interesting horror that I was going to teach in Witz, Malot, Miklos Esther, and I was asked this kasha, and I give this answer, and I recently heard another answer I want to share with you, which directly ties into this sugya. I know it's not Purim, it's the second Purim over here, but by Purim, Hagan Shar Purim, right? We're so far from Purim, we need to, we just had Zachar, so okay. All right, it's a good excuse. Lamaisa, by Purim, it says, at the end of Megillah, it says, Yontif. First time around. Then later, it's all in Perek Tes. Then later, it doesn't say Yontif, it says Matasav Yoinim. So what happened? So the Gemara notes this, is Medayik in the Psukim, and the Gemara says the original Takana of those days, right, which Anshek and Sagdala were around, was that Purim would be a Yontif. It would be Mamish, a full Yontif. Mamish, a Yontif. Picture Yontif Sheni. Mamish is a Malach, everything. Total Yontif. I say like Yontif Sheni, like Yontif Drabonon. Right. But then, you see, it didn't happen. They said, it's a Gzeir Shan Sibir Chayin Lamoid Boy. You can't, people say, what? I can't work. Right? I can't work. I can't work today. How can you take a day of work away from me? So therefore, they saw they're not going to be able to manage. So they rescinded the Gzeira, same Basin, right? In the same Basin. They rescinded the Gzeira, and now Purim is not a yontif per se. It's mutar malach. Okay, there's inyan of not working, yeah. But Lamaisa, there's no iser per se. We drive, we do regular malachas. So I asked Akasha, l'chayr, that's one day, right? Purim's one day. We have 6 days of yontif sheni. How did that get through? Why, where's the macha here saying it's gzeir sheni simuchayim lamay? Think about it. When you go, people go to work, and they, especially they start out and they don't have vacation days. You go to your boss and you say, you may have to take up 13, the maximum number of days of Yontif is 13 days a year. It's very rare from Rosh Hashanah till the next year that you get all 13 on Chayil and no legal holidays. It's very rare. It happens very, very rarely. You get all 13 in, right? Very rare. Lamaisa, this year Shavuos, the second day Shavuos is a Shabbos, right? So you have that off. There are years, but it's very rare. But Lamaisa, okay, 12. 12 is also God's fine. Think about it, 6 of them are Yontif Sheni. That, right? If it wouldn't be Yontif Sheni, you go to your boss and say, I got to take off 7 days or 6 days. That's Eid HaDoima, yeah. Right? So Lamaisa, we all do it, right? I mean, people, we're Machra. So what's Pshad? 6 days, yeah, one day not? My answer is it's totally in what you're used to. It's a certain people, when you're used to something, you manage, right? I'll give a mushal, taxes. We all pay taxes. We just pay it, right? They duck from our salary, and it just happens. You tell me you want to raise my taxes 2%? How can you do such a thing? Mamish, right? That's more than I bargained for. Yeah. I'm not used to it, right? I'm not used to it. Lahavdil, same thing here. Yotav Sheni evolved. Yontif Sheni, they had no brayer. Okay, I'll keep a second day. I don't know. I don't know when Basin started. I don't know. I don't know when Rosh Chodesh was. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll keep 2 days. Then I say, okay, meaning I'm saying every day. Okay, I'm used to this. I've been doing it my whole life. Purim, they all of a sudden sprung a new day. We're going to do a new day, right? What, a new day? Are you kidding? That's my answer I give every year in Shir. I was sitting in a chasana with Rav Leizer Ginsburg. Remezu Ginsburg wrote a Pirush on Megillah Esther. He has a Kuntres on Megillah Esther, which was published. It's an English English Pirush on the bottom. Small Kuntres. I have it. I told him, first of all, I speak out Torah from him, from this Kuntres, number one. I said, well, Megillah Esther, I speak out. Let me ask you this Kasha. Yeah. And I just, right, on this year, let me ask you, what's Pshat? This is my answer. He told me, right off the cuff, he gave me another answer. It's you'll appreciate this answer. Purim is a Yom Simcha in Gansen, he said. You're going to tell somebody they can't make money? That's going to shter their Simcha. Right? So I said, Yontif is v'samachta v'chagecha. He said, okay, Yontif Shady, but v'samachta v'chagecha is a prat of the Yontif. Yontif is a lot of things. One of the pratim is Simcha, okay. But Purim is a Gansen, Simcha. Purim is a Yom Simcha in Gansen. You can't stare at somebody, right? You can't take that away. Ad kan l'shayne. That was his answer. Fine. Now,
doesn't work.
Lassen lavai the mitzvah chinuch. It's shin aleph ice base is besupik of lassen lavai. There'll be 2 days of yontif. Chasam Sofer in Simkuf Memhei says there will be. L'maisa Rebbe Yoshev on Masechta Beya says, no, with modern technology, we won't need Yontif Sheni. In other words, now we're making up a saying of Yodenu, but when the Mekadesh al Piri'iyah, now we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah now, we're talking about other Yom Tovim. We'll get to Rosh Hashanah in a minute. We'll be Mekadesh al Piri'iyah. And again, we don't need Masuas, we don't need anything, right? We need communications. So with modern technology, right, the word will get out in a matter of seconds. In a matter of seconds. So Lamait will be Yoshiv about Chloikas, whether Lassan Lavoi, whether or not we'll still have Yontif Sheni. Lamait said, no, we keep Yontif Sheni. And Halacha, Yontif Sheni, again, we'll get to Rosh Hashanah in a minute, but regular Yontif Sheni, Chazal were more Machmir than a regular Suffolk. When you think about it, I'll just throw this out. Right? You have a concept of Suffolk Brachas Lahakal. If you're Masupik, right, if you're eating, yeah, you're drinking this coffee, you don't remember if you made a bracha, and now you want to keep drinking, Suffolk Brachas Lahakal. Don't make the bracha, right? Don't make the bracha. If the Machloikis, we shine him, and the Paiskim are Masupik, who to go like, right? You don't make a bracha, right? That's Svaradim. Don't make a bracha on Halal, on Rosh Chodesh. Mm-hmm. Right, okay, they're not Masupik. They really go with the Rambam Shita, right? But okay, there are some there are Suffolk brachas. We sometimes say lohakol in certain cases. The meaning Ashkenaz is to make it, right? But there are certain cases, right? I'll give you another example. You make a bracha on tefillin, on the second bracha on tefillin, so Reish, you say Baruch Shem because it's Suffolk brachas. So we allow you. Some people don't make that bracha because it's Suffolk brachas. Some make the bracha, Svarim don't make the bracha on Shal Reish. Right? Because, right? But Lamaisa, Ivan Ashkenazi make the bracha, but there's an element of Suffolk, right? That's there. Al Kapanim, usually by Suffolk, we don't allow it. So the Chaira, the second night of Pesach, how do you make Al-Chilas Morer? How do you make Al-Chilas Matzah? How do you make Kiddush the second night of Sukkot? How do you make Kiddush Simchas Torah? Suffolk brachas. The answer is that Chazal said, no, if we treat Yontif Sheni be Suffolk, in their infinite wisdom, they understood that it's to be mezalzel. Everybody else started to be mezalzel. Said Kemat, they said Yontif Sheni is a carbon copy of Yontif Rishon without any exception. It's the exact same, and you can't be misrashal in it because once you're misrashal in it, then loyalenu. You see, loyalenu, Achen Ben Yisrael, element of Klal Yisrael, gave up Yontif Sheni, right? Because they were mezalzel in mitzvahs, and okay, Yontif Sheni was the first, it was one of the first, it went early, because, yeah, it's only Dabbana, Le'olein, Rachmana Litzlan. You keep it 100%, you keep it Kitikuna, and it's 100% like Yontif Rishon. There are two major exceptions that Yontif Sheni, Chazal, were Mekel. Number one is to bury a mace. To bury a mace, the halacha is on a regular Yontif Rishon, you're able to bury Al Yedei Amamin. And on Yontif Sheni, you bury Al Yedei Yisrael, were Mekel. In other words, instead of a guy doing the Kfura, Yontif Sheni, they were Mekel to bury Al Yedei Yisrael. Again, it's limited only to the Chever Kadisha, couple of members of Chever Kadisha. The meaning in Baltimore, as well as most cities, is not to do it because they were afraid for Zilzul, that people would have regular Levias, and it would be a whole Bezilzel. But in some close-knit communities, Washington Heights, I believe, they do Levias on Yontif Sheni. I think in Samar they do, because it's close-knit. It could be under, control. It's done on Pialocha. I think two members of the Chevra Kedisha go. It's done very, very, Lahalocha, right? But that's one Kula. Kula number two, and again, there, Al-Spizia Mace, They allowed for this, and they weren't afraid of Zilzul because mace is something that's, not infrequent. Number two is medication, is Mutar Yontif Sheni. Medication is also on Shabbos, Gzer Mishim Shchikas HaMamonim. Chazal were afraid that you're going to grind the herbs to make the medication, and therefore they asked medicine for someone that has a mechush. A mechush is a discomfort. Someone has a headache, they want to take Tylenol. On Shabbos, it's Osir. On Yontif, it's Osir. Shikas HaMamonim is Toichen. It's Osir to take it. If someone's a Chayla, it's Mutter. Someone with fever, someone has a very bad headache, they're Nafalamita, or they feel like they have to be Nafalamita, we're Mekel to take medication. Yontif Sheni, even someone with a Mechush is allowed to take medication. So there's Negeya, Nachta Seder, Pesach Sheder, Yontif Sheni, right? Or the second day, Rosh Hashanah, you stand in Shul, it's a long day, you come home with a headache. You could take medicine. Yontif Rishon, if it's just a small head, you can't. But I'm sorry, Rosh Hashanah, I made a mistake. We're not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not an ulcer. We'll see if Rosh Hashanah is an ulcer. Yontif Sheni, Sukkot, because tired, you come home from the dancing, you need a yip, it's a Tylenol, 100% mutter. No problem. Rosh Hashanah, we're going to get into the Gedarim, the lumps in a minute. Rosh Hashanah, by Kuras Mace, we treat it like Yontif Sheni or Mekel, but by medication, we treat it like Yontif Rishon. And therefore, medication Yom Tov Sheni Rosh Hashanah is taka aser, like a regular Yom Tov Rishon. Now, there's another cool of Yom Tov Sheni, regular Yom Tovim, and this is, I call, looking a bird's eye view of Yom Tov. It's not a cool in Yom Tov Sheni, but rather it's you take a bird's eye view. What do I mean bird's eye view? When you look at the whole Yom Tov, 2 days, right? Each day, so let's say Sukkah. Sukkah's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, I treat Vada Yom Tov. Wednesday, I treat Vada Yom Tov, right? Except for the exceptions we gave. But when I look at both days together, I say one day is Yom Tov, one day is Chol. I just don't know which one is which. Mm-hmm. So I got to be Machar on both days. The Nafka Mina is number one by Erev Tavshilin. If Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday,
yeah,
on a regular Yom Tov, you forgot to make Erev Tavshilin Wednesday, you can make Erev Tavshilin Thursday. I'll deny. If today is Yom Tov, tomorrow is Chol. I don't need the Erev Tavshilin. If today is Chol, and tomorrow's Yontif, today's Chol, I can still make Erev Tavshilin, like a regular Friday Shabbos, like a regular Friday Yontif. So therefore, I'm making it out tonight because it's a Shaila Machalik, it's a Paiske, whether you make a bracha in this case, right? Some say you can't make a bracha, you're saying out tonight, suffic brachas. Some say, what do you mean? Every Thursday, Friday, Erev Tavshilin is a suffic, right? But no, this is worse because you're speaking it out. Right? So Mishabur brings Mechalik Sachrayim on this. But Lamaisa, that's how we treat this Yom Tov. Now, let's get to Rosh Hashanah. Right? Rosh Hashanah is different. Because Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh is the day.
Yeah.
Right? Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara tells us, famous Gemara, that Mishakilkul Avim Bashir, right? Mishakilkul Avim Bashir, they were misakein that the 30th day of El, we're going to call that not 30th day El, because there is no 30th day El. El is always Chasser. So the day after the 29th of El is always Rosh Hashanah. That was the Takanas Chazal. Always Rosh Hashanah. It's always Rosh Hashanah. Okay, good. If Adam come, then it's going to be Rosh Hashanah one day. And if Adam don't come and they come tomorrow, then it's going to be Rosh Hashanah today and tomorrow. So today is Rosh Hashanah and tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. So Lemaisa, there's a suffix in din here. It's different than the regular Yom Tov, 2 days Yom Tov. Regular 2 days Yom Tov is fake the Yom. One day is, one day isn't. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. Here, there's a sad to call it Yom HaRichta. What does a Yom HaRichta mean? Yom HaRichta literally means a long day. What does it mean a long day? What do you mean a long day? It's an aleph and base.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Right. By the way, even though it's 2 days, it's different than Rosh Chodesh. We call it Aleph and Beis because L'Olam Elo was always L'Olam Elo was Chasser. So we can't have a 30th day of Elo. So it's really two separate Yisaitis here. We need 2 days Rosh Hashanah possibly because the Levium didn't, the Adam didn't come. So we had a second day some years. And because of that, they were misakad all years should have 2 days Yontif, but we can't call it Lamed. We call it Aleph and Beis. That's one of the reasons why you don't bench Rosh Chodesh. This Shabbos should be Shabbos of Arkham. My father was trying to tell me the Mishnah of the Baal Shem that they're Mekadosh Shamayim, Chodesh Tishrei. Shamayim. Others learn that no, you can't be Mekadosh Tishrei because if you say Rosh Hashanah Yeh B'Yayim HaShlishi V'MRV, people will think Shlishi is the 30th and Revi is the first, like every other month. So they just kept it Shilahit. Also, it's also done Benister. Yes.
I thought that if Elul was always 29 days, by the time Rosh Chodesh Tishrei comes along, they know exactly.
Well, they tried to make it that way. In other words, they tried to position the way that it should work out. That was the Tanoim speak about this Yisoid. They tried to position it that it would be, but in the end, right, they didn't necessarily come, right? So, Lemaisa. Question?
I think the Baal Tanya is Mekadesh that 11 months Am Yisrael is Mekadesh and the Eibush is Mekadesh.
I'm saying right. The Baal Shem says right. In other words, he's Varkan Chodesh is in Shemaim, right? The Eibushter. I did Rabbi Shem. So hey, look, a month Tishrei that it's done. The Eibush Alain B'chayva Atzmai goes ahead and is Mekadesh to Chodesh. So Lemaisa. So what's the Amarichta here? You see, it's different. On one hand, it might be Sfeikah D'Yayma, 2 days, right? We don't know which day is Rosh Hashanah, today or tomorrow. That would be regular Sfeikah D'Yayma. On the other hand, We kept the third. We kept the day after the 29th day of El as Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. We blew Shofar. We did everything. Okay, Aiden never showed up.
Yeah.
So they're showing up the next day. So it's a hemshech of the first day. Yeah. That's not a sefer de yayma. It's both days. Both days are Rosh Hashanah. Day number one is mitakanas chazal, in case Adam don't come. And day number two is the hemshech because Adam didn't come till the second day.
Yeah.
The 31st day of El. So therefore, that's the Yom HaRichta. So you say, should I make a Shechianu on Shofar? Well, that's not just, is it al sekeh d'yayma? Then I should. Just like I make on the second night of Pesach, I make al chilas mar, al chilas matzah, and I make a Shechianu by Kiddush, because I say yesterday was not Yontiv. Okay, Lulav and Esrog is different, because Lulav and Esrog, you're yoytzeh Shechianu even if you put it together. And Sukkah, as we flip the order, is the same idea. You're yoytzeh the first night of Manav Shach on the Shechianu. But let's say you make a Shechianu by Kiddush on the second night, because you're saying last night was Chol. I'm talking about the second night of Sukkot. Last night was Chol, tonight's Yontif. I get it, Shechianu. Simchas Torah, you make a Shechianu. Last night was Chol, today's Yontif. But Rosh Hashanah, you're not saying that. Rosh Hashanah, there's a tzad to say, no, yesterday, last night was Yontif, and today's a Hemsha, because the Adam didn't come. So I can't make a Shechianu, because I already made Shechianu Rosh Hashanah yesterday. Or no, it's maybe Sekeh D'Yayma. So it's a suffix in din, right? People often say, oh, it's Yom HaRichta. It's a suffix whether Rosh Hashanah is a Sekeh D'Yayma or it's Yom HaRichta. L'mayin nafka mina. So what we do is we make a Shechianu. So we actually hold both ways.
Yeah.
What do I mean? So first of all, do you make a Shechianu by Kiddush the second night?
Yeah.
The answer is yes, but you take a new pre, because maybe it's Yom HaRichta. If you don't have a new pre, we paskin, you still say Shechianu. Why? Because L'maisa, we say it's a Sekeh D'Yayma.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you keep Yom Tov Sheni? We're machmir, as we said, the coolest of Yom Tov Sheni, like medication, we don't allow. Because it's more chomer, because it's Yom HaRichta. Right, but on the other hand, when it comes to Kurus Hameis, we call it Sekeh D'Yayma. So really, we pass like both because we're not sure. Yes.
Well, so if it's in well, because Yom HaRichta is only lechumra, but we don't say you can be meichin from the first day of Rosh Hashanah to the second.
Well, I mean, you can never be meichin for the first day, second day of any yontif, right? Any yontif be it. Right, correct. That's right. Yom HaRichta, correct. We don't say we don't say it's a kula, right? That is one day I could prepare. By Erev Tavshilin, we're also machmir, right? By Erev Tavshilin, we say if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, and you miss Erev Tavshilin Wednesday, you cannot make Erev Tavshilin anymore on Thursday, right? I forgot to mention another example of a bird's eye view. By regular Yom Tov Sheni, we say Noila Bezeh. Mutaris Bezeh. If it's Bezhal, Beyontif is Otzer, it's Muksa, right? You can't eat it, right? You're not allowed to eat a Bezhal, Beyontif, okay? But you could eat Yontif Sheni, a regular Yontif. Why? Because either if the first day was Yontif, it was Naila Beyontif, but the next day, right, when Bezhal, Beshabbos, you could eat it Sunday, a regular Sunday. So Be'ezhal, the first day of Shemitah Atzeres, you can eat Simchas Torah. Because Manav Shach, either the first day was Yontif and Simchas Torah is Chayil, or the first day was Chayil, it was born Erev Yontif, and now you can eat it. By Rosh Hashanah, Gdol de Bezeh, Surah Bezeh. Right? You cannot eat an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You cannot eat on Yontif Sheni because of Yom HaRichta. Right? So again, how do we paskin? We paskin like both. For some things, we go one way, and for some things, we go the other. Now,
why do some people have a meaning to reverse the Shechianu and the Leishay Basukkah?
Okay, so that's a good question. So the answer is as follows. His question is on the second night of Sukkot, the prevalent minig, but not all, but the prevalent minig is to flip the Shechianu with the Kiddush, with the Leishay Basukkah. So the answer is, so let's talk about the first night. First night of Sukkot, he's come to the Sukkah. And a Shechianu accomplishes two things.
Yeah.
We make 17 Shechianus every year, part of the year. And if Rosh Hashanah is a Shabbos, it's only 16. I'm talking Minig Ashkenaz. Minig Ashkenaz and Chutz La'aretz, right? Why? Because we make Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. There are two reasons we make Shechianu. We make on the Yom Kippur, by Kol Nidre, We say Shechem, that's on the Yom. There's no mitzvah. We're not making on the fasting. There's no mitzvah kiyumis. On the first day Sukkot, we make on the mitzvah. We hold the dalam minim. We're not making on the Yom. We made on the Yom the night before. Sometimes we make on the mitzvah and the Yom. For example, on the first night of Sukkot, we sit in the sukkah and we make a bracha on the Yom and on the mitzvah. We cover both. We cover both. That's why if it's raining, you try to wait because you want to chaperein, right? You wait and you want to make it in the sukkah while you yaitz the mitzvah and so on. Al kaponim. So now it's the first night of sukkah. So what's the seder? Well, the shachyon is going both on the mitzvah of sukkah and it's going on the yontif. So I make shachyon at the end. I say leish about sukkah. Thank you, Baruch Shalom, for allowing me to mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, which I have not been mekayim for an entire year. Like tomorrow, I'm making on dal minim. Okay? Now, the second night, if you come to the sukkah, there's a din. Let me step back a second. If you build, there's a whole halacha that when you finish building the sukkah, you can make a shachyanu then. Mm-hmm. We're not noy. We're noy to wait. And when you put together dal minim, you can make a shachyanu. You can make mekayim the mitzvah, but now it's ready. You can make a shachyanu. So on the second night of Sukkot, you say like this. Last night I made a shachyanu. And my mon of shach, I was yoitz on the mitzvah of sukkah. Why? If it was yontif, then it was very good. I achil the sukkah. And in timtzo loymar, it was not Sukkot yet, but my sukkah was done. So I made on the hashlama of the sukkah, on the completion of the sukkah, and therefore my mon of shach, I was yoitz on the sukkah. Abazoi, I don't need the shachyanu on the sukkah. So therefore, I make a bracha of Kiddush, I make a shachyanu, and I make the leishev, because I don't need the shachyanu on the leishev. Leishev is its own independent mitzvah, which I'm now making with independent of a shachyanu.
Would that be ergamana? I don't see the end of the sitter, that's ergamana.
That's how it works. That's the lumdus of the flip.
But I don't see it. I should have that kabana originally.
L'chayra, yeah. L'chayra, right. L'chayra. Now you know, okay? Now you know. Now l'maisa, that's really the same reason why the second day of Sukkot, one of the reasons, the second day of Sukkot, you don't make shachyanu either. Because maybe the first day of Sukkot was Chol, so I wasn't Yoytze, so why don't I make a Shachin on the second day? The answer is no. The first day, I was Yoytze because I made on the Dalaminim. I had finished Dalaminim. So it's the same there. The other Turtz in there by Dalaminim. But that's the answer that is given. Now, Gratabe Rish Chaydish is a Machloikas. If Rish Chaydish, regular Rish Chaydish, Yom HaRichter, or is it Yom HaRichter, the second Yom? It's an afkemina l'alocha, which we sometimes get into. Davening, if a person missed Yalv Yavai by Mincha on the first day of Rish Chaydish, would they say it the second night? Would they daven twice? It's totally this sugi. Is it Yom HaRichta or is it Sveket the Yoyma, right? If it's Sveket the Yoyma, then it would be if Magen Avraham holds, it's the Binyan Ariel says it's Sveket the Yoyma. The Magen Avraham says Yom HaRichta. So again, it has nafka minas over here in exactly what to do in that hechitim. So lemaisa, we're noig. If you miss Yalv Yavai first Erev Chodesh, you would say it. You would daven twice for an Esrei the second night. There's a shaila if you miss on the second day Erev Chodesh or on one day Erev Chodesh by Mincha. Machlekes Rishayin, and when they say you daven twice at night, you daven tonight at Dova. If it's a Friday night, you can't do it. Okay, that's a whole separate shir that we're not going to get into. Now that we're on the topic of Rosh Hashanah. And when Rosh Hashanah occurs, Al-Pi Re'i, Al-Pi Cheshbin, so once 4119 came, they were Mekadesh, the Chaydesh, Al-Pi Cheshbin. And we've mentioned this in the shir before. Yeah. And by Kislev, I had a whole shir on this, but I want to re-mention it because now is really the Inyan of the Yoyma, right? Yeah. And it's happening this year for the first time in 181 years. And what's the Echitimsa? What's happening is Machloikas from 1100 years ago. Lamaisa, what's the Machloikas and what's it based on? So, in the year 4119, Hillel HaSheni said, we're now being Mekadesh Al-Pi Cheshbon, by calculation. And the calculation is very simple. This calculation is, you calculate the Moilad. The Moilad is the time of the new moon, on average. The new moon occurs every 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes in a chelik. A chelik is 3 1/3 seconds. So, roughly 29 and a half days. You start from Prius Olam, right? And you add up the Milan, and you make Imur Yars, 7 every 19 years. And now, right, we have Rosh Chodesh El. Today is Chav Gimel El, because Rosh Chodesh El was when it was. Why? That's based on Pi Cheshbon. What's the Cheshbon? So now you take the Milan of Tishrei, and that Shtelz Avek, that establishes Rosh Hashanah. So, Lamashal, if the Milan of Pi Cheshbon of Tishrei occurs on, let's say, Wednesday night. Wednesday night, 11 p.m., Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, right? So that's Leil, right? That's B'chamish M'Shabbos, Thursday. Rosh Hashanah is Thursday. If the Maalid occurs at 2 a.m. on Monday, Rosh Hashanah is Monday. If Rosh Hashanah occurs at 11 a.m. on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Very simple. And then Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, the rest of the year falls into place, right? Falls into place. All the months have set days. Tevis is 29 days, Shvat is 30 days, other Summer Chalitza is 29 days, kind of a kind of Kislev and Chesed and Kislev are 29, 30. That's in order to, what you do is you calculate the Moed for this Rosh Hashanah, you calculate the Moed for next Rosh Hashanah, you determine how many days you need, 353, Chesed and Kislev are 29 days, 354, it's 29, 30, Chesed and Kislev, 355, it's 30, 30. Very, very simple. You have the year. But let's not talk about the whole year. Let's talk about this Rosh Hashanah, the Shas HaMailad. There are four exceptions to this rule of when the Mailad occurs, that's when Rosh Hashanah occurs. I'm only going with two of them right now, even though the Machlokes relates to the other two, but the other two are much rarer. The one exception is very well known. Loi Adu Reish. What does Loi Adu Reish mean? Sunday, when the Mailad occurs on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, Rosh Hashanah is postponed until the next day. Rosh Hashanah is postponed until the next day. So if the Mailad occurs on Sunday, Rosh Hashanah is on Monday. If the Mailad occurs on Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday. Why? Because if the Mailad occurs, if Rosh Hashanah is on a Wednesday or Friday, Yom Kippur would be on Friday or Sunday. You can't have Yom Kippur Samach L'Shabbos. Too complicated. If Rosh Hashanah was on a Sunday, Hashanah Rabbah would be Shabbos. You couldn't take Hashanahs. So it's postponed. That's one exception. The second exception, which is what we're going to focus on, is called a Mailad Zakein. It applies to Rosh Hashanah. Granted, it does not apply to every month. There's some months you have a Mailad Zakein. A Mailad Zakein, if the Mailad occurs at 12 noon or later, Rosh Hashanah is postponed until the next day. So this year, Tavshin Pei Vav, Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Pei Vav, Abolein Vachayis Ola Taiva, the Mailad of Tishrei occurs at 12:10 and 7 Chalakim. 12:10 and 7 Chalakim. 7 Chalakim is roughly a little less than half a minute. So it's basically 12:10 and do the math, 7 times 3 and a third. So we'll round it. Basically, the Mailad occurs at 12:10. That's a Mailad Zakein. It's too late. What's the lumdus of Mailad Zakein? So I'll give you the Kitzer lumdus. The Kitzer lumdus is we're trying to mimic what Beis Din would have done. If the Mailad, you can't see the Mailad right away. What is the Mailad? The Mailad is the moon passes between the earth and the sun. It's smaller, 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 then it's straight away, and then it gets bigger, bigger, bigger. It's a split second that it crosses the finish line. It's invisible, and it has this conscious of the renewal. Yeah. It took time for Adam to see it. You can't see a new moon the second it happens. Nowadays, it takes about 14 hours, roughly, to see. The Machlokes Rashi and Balamor in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says it took 6 hours. The Balamor says it takes 24 hours, but the Balamor allows Adam in other regions of the world, as the Balamor is the basis for the international dateline of the Chazon Ish, which again is a whole other shir. But the bottom line is, if the Mailad occurs at 12 noon or later, Adam, wherever they are, could not have seen the new moon today. And therefore, we're trying to mimic what would there have been had there been a Beis Din. They would have never seen it today. So the Mailad's at 12:10 on Monday. Adam would not have seen it on Monday. Abazoi, Rosh Hashanah is postponed until Tuesday because it's a Mailad Zakein. And I want to point out, this is the first time in 51 years that it's just a Mailad Zakein. Most Mailad Zakeins, you have the Adu Reish kick in, meaning you have a Mailad that occurs after 12 noon or later on Shabbos. So Rosh Hashanah can't be Shabbos, too late. So it's Sunday, Le'adu Reish. So it's pushed to Monday, it's pushed up 2 days. The Mailad occurs on Thursday after 12 noon, you push off to Shabbos. The Mailad occurs on Tuesday after 12 noon, you push it off till Thursday. This year, the Mailad Zakein occurs on Monday, you only push it off to Tuesday. You don't have, it's just the Mailad Zakein without any other Le'adu Reishes that are there. Okay, and the other dechias are very rarely. It falls on a certain time on a Monday, falls on a certain time on a Tuesday. These are much rarely used. Again, I'm not going to get into it. It's a whole. I got a whole other shir its own right, and it's not critical to understand the shir. Now, in the year 1102 years ago, in the year 4684, that's 923, in the year Roshan of 923. Now, there were other years around then that were affected because of the other dechias. For simplicity, I'm just going to talk about this year. The year Rosh Hashanah 923. There was the base in Yerushalayim, his name was Rabbi Aaron ben Meir, disagreed on the cutoff time of a Moled Zaken. We said it's 12 noon. But Rabbi Aaron ben Meir, who we call Rabbi Meir, held that the cutoff time is 12:35 p.m. and 40 seconds. Okay, that's 642 halakim. After 12 o'clock, that's basically 35 minutes. And the cutoff is, if the Meiler occurs at 12:36, I agree. Rosh Hashanah is pushed off. I agree there's a Meiler Zaken. But if it's 12:35 and 40 seconds earlier, that's not a Meiler Zaken. So you had an unbelievable Maisa here. 1,102 years ago, the Milad of Tishrei was approximately 12:13 p.m. on Shabbos afternoon. And Rabbi Aaron ben Meir said, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos because it's not a Milad Zaken.
Yeah.
It's still before the Milad Zaken. The Milad Zaken is 12:35. This is 12:13. The Milad is on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Yom Kippur is on Monday. Sukkot is on Shabbos, etc. And Yerushalayim and parts of Egypt kept Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Reb Sadia Gaon was in Bavel. He was a relatively young man. He was in his 20s, upper 20s, I believe. Reb Sadia Gaon vehemently argued. And in Bavel, they kept Rosh Hashanah on Monday. It was a Moed Zaken.
Yeah.
So imagine, Shel Zechfar, you had two kehilas or several kehilas, they kept a different Rosh Hashanah.
No.
And 2 days apart, and Yom Kippur, right? And Yom Kippur in Yom Kippur in Bavel, where Rosh Hashanah was on Monday, Yom Kippur was on Wednesday, and in Yerushalayim, where Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, Yom Kippur was on Monday. This year, there would be this machlokes, because we said the Milah would occur at 12. Occurs at 12:10. Again, on average, that's the time we use. According to Sadia Gaon, who we paskin like, it's a Milat Zaken. So the Milat occurs on Monday afternoon, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday. Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday, Yom Kippur is on Thursday. And that impacted in the shir I gave in Kislev, right, which is on Torah Anytime, and this will also be Torah Anytime. We thanked him very much for having this. And I want to mention I gave the shir in Chicago, and it was recorded then. The recording didn't come out, so I'm doing this also for those in Chicago. Right? I told him I'm giving the shir again. Lemaisa, according to Reb Sadia Gaon, all right. Also Purim, I'm sorry. According to Reb Aaron ben Meir, it was different. Our Purim was on Friday. Pesach was on Sunday. Right? We had the old Purim Shulish and everything. All of that is because we paskin like Reb Sadia Gaon. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah now is going to be on Tuesday. This was rectified, Rosh Chodesh, Kislev, and Teves. Kislev and Teves this year were both 30 days to ensure that it would work out and that Purim will be Friday, Pesach will be Sunday. All those months just fall into place. And now Rosh Hashanah will be on Tuesday. According to Rabbi Aaron ben Meir, it's not a Milat Zaken. So according to Rabbi Meir, Rosh Hashanah would be on Monday. And if Rosh Hashanah would be on Monday, that means Yom Kippur is Wednesday. That means Purim would have been Thursday. Pesach would have been Shabbos. It would have been a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
It would have been a whole different year. Right? Yeah. But Lemaisa, we paskin like Reb Sadia Gaon. Right? And therefore, it's clear. The last time we had this Nafka Mina L'Halacha was 181 years ago. In 5605, which was Tuf Reish Hay, that was Rosh Hashanah 1844. 1844, the Milat occurred also in this window. It's a very rare. It has to occur between about noon and 12:35. on the right days of the week. If it's an adu, it's not going to dock a nafkamina, right? During this window, you had this nafkamina halacha. L'maisa, this machloikis is going to play itself out again in several years in Tavshin Peites and Tavshin Tzadi, and it's going to affect Tavshin Peches. So basically, parts of 2028, and then Rosh Hashanah 2028, Rosh Hashanah 2029 has this nafkamina also. It just bunches together the way the mitzvah falls out. That will be the last time this machlekes applies until 6,000. The next, mathematically, until 6,000, we will not have this machlekes again. So we have it now, this decade, several times. But it's fascinating to appreciate this machlekes, right? Yamamish had a machlekes with different communities within Klal Yisrael, and illustrates the importance of Baruch Hashem, right? Baruch Hashem, where we are, the world has come together, and we all have Rosh Hashanah the same day. Could you imagine if you have different kehillas celebrating a whole different calendar? Rachmana Litzlan, Baruch Hashem, the calendar, the Luach remains unified. Yes.
So, Hillel II created this calendar.
Correct.
Up until this situation of the Moda Zaken. Then we, at that point, we had two Jewish calendars.
Well, again, I don't know. Again, in the year 359, this was the amount of times this machloikas was negeya is very, very rare. We're saying it hasn't happened 181 years. Now it's going to happen three times.
You have a second Jewish calendar,
right? What happened between 359 and 1102? Yeah. Were there others that were chaylik? I don't know the history. It's recorded. A lot of this is in the Cairo Geniza, this piece of history. What was the reason of Rabbi Aaron ben Meir? He did not write it up. It was not written up by him. There's been a lot of speculation over the years, over the millennia, what was the cheshbon? Yeah. And I don't know the answer. In other words, this discussion, I don't know the basis of all these answers and all these perushim, so I'm not gonna go that way. Okay. You know, to Masoret. What's that?
How many years after the Sedi going did we decide we're gonna possibly can?
I guess it's recorded that only that year it happened, or that bunch of years. And then after that, it never happened again. So obviously, by the Rishonim already, I mean, the Rambam already lived. This was in 1102. The Rambam lived, you know, within 100 years later, right? And the Rambam already in the Kiddush HaChodesh writes very clearly, it's 12 noon. Right, so like the Rambam who codified this, so already by the time the Rambam, everybody said, okay, we're going like the Rambam. Who went like Rav Sadia Goyim? Anyway, Lamaisa, we have a machlekes again. Mikam Chisrael, we don on it. But I just want to point out that there was a machlekes we know in Shanghai in Kobe, Japan, between the Chazanish and Rechim Chodzinski went to keep Yom Kippur, and we still speak about it 80 years ago, 81 years later, and you see the divergence of a few Talmidim caused a huge tumult. So you can imagine what it would be like if entire kehilas kept different. Baruch Hashem, right? Baruch Hashem, we're a unified nation. Baruch Hashem, Psak Halacha has come. We will celebrate Mitzvah Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, Abolei Bachar Yisrael, Toiva, Mitzvah Hashem on Monday night, Mitzvah Hashem, Tuesday, the second day of Rosh Hashanah will be Wednesday, it'll be on Tav Sheni, and Hashem will also be Zoicha to Aksiv Chesim Toiva, and a good Kibbutz Shiyar for us, our families, and Gantz Chal Yisrael. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.